This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1280, Frugal Eats for Our Work Week, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator here on OWD, and we're going to get right to our post now for this Tuesday as we optimize your life. Frugal Eats for Our Work Week, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. As most of our readers know, we're not yet financially independent, but we're doing everything possible to achieve our goal. Everything possible includes making lunches for our work week. I must admit, one of my biggest financial pitfalls throughout the years has been eating in restaurants. It's not so much the food that lures me out to fine and not-so-fine eateries. It's mostly the atmosphere and the social aspect that gets me. Hence, in an effort to reach our financial goals, we shun most restaurant meals these days. Contrary to our spendy past, we've become quite crafty in preparing frugal eats for our work week. Let's take a look. Our weekly menu. I must tell you that I am the only person in our household that commutes to a desk job outside of the home each day. Mr. MMM has the luxury of being able to work mostly from his home office. Therefore, he doesn't need to brown bag any lunch. He is able to climb the steps out of the doldrums, I'm being overly dramatic here for entertainment purposes, of the basement, to prepare a nutritious yet delicious lunch in our kitchen. This usually consists of tuna and refried beans. It's what he likes. Don't judge. I, on the other hand, must plan a menu for my work week if I'm to stay on task and eat lunch at my desk instead of skipping out to the closest pizza joint or fast food spot, both of which I am a sucker for, with little willpower to guard against it when my tummy starts a-churning. Typically, I am able to plan on taking dinner leftovers for lunch the next day if we have a solid plan in place for dinner each night. However, when it's obvious our planned dinner eats are going to be demolished, or we're preparing something that isn't good after reheating, I must make secondary arrangements. That's where preparation comes in. Frugal Eats Preparation. Unfortunately, I don't always succeed at preparing a fully balanced lunch meal when I take my lunch to work, but it's still better than pizza or fast food. I and we do, however, put a lot of focus on balancing out breakfasts and dinners, so not all is lost. In some instances, I will prepare a week's worth of food for the upcoming work week. When I'm fully confident our dinner menu won't suffice for lunch leftovers, I plan to make a batch of food on Sunday that will hopefully last me the entire week. Case in point, the other week I whipped up a batch of baked chicken with brown rice and green beans. I effectively stored this in a big container in the fridge and divvied out a portion each morning before leaving for work. And I failed to take a picture of it for my readers. Blah. Another staple that enables me to stop spending foolishly at pizza joints and fast food locales during lunches at work is spaghetti and meatballs. I can happily eat a batch of Skettis and balls for the entire week without hesitation, and I love it. Fortunately, I'm not the kind of chick that can't eat the same meal twice. I would have to eat the same thing for every meal for days on end before requiring a change. It just doesn't bother me. Frugal eats I typically take to the office include pasta variations, chicken, rice, and veggies, fruit and veggie smoothie, sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs, and dinner leftovers. Work week execution. Knowing I have a delicious lunch I can look forward to at work is vital to my success. I put a high, and I cannot emphasize this enough, priority on my break time at work. I have zero interest in working through lunch while trying to grab a bite of a sandwich here and there. Zero. For me, having a mental break means I can be a much more productive employee the second half of the day. And since I don't define my entire being by the position I hold at my W-2, Working through lunch doesn't make me feel accomplished. Quite the opposite, in fact. It really does nothing more than tick me off. The other thing I truly enjoy during work is getting the heck out of the office. Hence, it's a struggle every single day for me to eat lunch at my desk. That's why I must have a plan, and I must be looking forward to my lunch break and what I'm about to devour. To me, my lunch is not just sustenance. It's a break from the monotony and a chance for me to recharge for the second half of the day. Because it's not just about filling my belly, I must also combine my work lunch with something that enables me to believe I am truly getting a midday break. And going out to eat satisfies every single desire I have. But that is obviously pushing us in the opposite direction from our financial goals. So what's a hungry, tired girl to do when noon rolls around? I have solved this issue by looking forward to reading some blogs, or even writing one. Truth be told, this very blog post was conceived while eating lunch at my desk at work. Productivity abounds. Preparing to fail. No one's perfect, and we are quite far from that side of the spectrum. We do our best, and that means we, mostly me since I work outside the home, must prepare to fail. Preparing to fail means I always keep emergency food at my desk to squash my hunger should I forget my lunch or fail to pack it in the first place. My emergency stash consists of peanut butter, hummus, crackers, pita chips, and oatmeal, my last resort. It's not my preference, but it is everything a girl needs to get through a workday until dinner. And did I mention there are free beverages at work? Free coffee, hot chocolate, and tea. And let me tell you, I don't forget to indulge in these offerings each day. Bottom line, we do the best we can. We're not perfect, we do mess up, and I do occasionally go out for lunch. But I'm always mindful of how much money I spend and take care not to allow it to happen too often. You just listened to the post titled Frugal Eats for Our Work Week by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thanks so much to Lisa for this post. Lisa Harrison is a mother, scientist, and financial enthusiast. And she is the founder of Mad Money Monster, which is a personal finance blog that chronicles her and her family's journey from doing money all wrong to doing it all right. She and her husband are known as Mr. and Mrs. Mad Money Monster on the site, and they pride themselves as being Gen Xers who've turned it all around and are now charting a course toward financial independence. As you can imagine, Lisa is also featured a lot over on Optimal Finance Daily, one of our sister shows, so be sure to check that one out if you like this post today. But that'll do it for this installment. I thank you so much for being here on OWD and listening every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.